to move from right back to defensive mid?
It wasn't that tough, honestly. I know last year I kind of started as a defensive mid in preseason last year, and then a little bit during the season, and then obviously some injuries happened last year, and then I moved to right back. So I had some experience with it playing it last year, and then this year the same. You know, obviously I started the first game at right back, but I've always liked playing central midfield. It's what I kind of grew up playing, so it hasn't been that tough of a transition.
Okay, and what qualities do you have that you have made that transition kind of easy for you?
I think it's all just the basics and the fundamentals, really. I know Nate's really worked on, or really harped about some of those things, like your body shape, you know, so that when you get it, you can just turn with your first touch and break that first line of pressure. And scanning is really, really important, so you know what you're going to do with it before you get it. Because if you can do those are the two most important things, then it makes the game really easy. And then just other qualities, just, you know, ball retention, being solid with the ball, not losing it, playing the way you face as well, things like that just help you kind of get used to that position and play well there.
And then what advice was given to you by others that have played or that are playing this position to you?
I mean, I know Pablo obviously played it in his career at Colorado and with the national team, and he just, the basics and the fundamentals, really, you know, scanning, body shape, what you're going to do with the ball before you get it. I think he's harped on that since I've been at the club for almost a year now, and every single day he's been on me about that. And another thing in preseason, he was on me is really demanding the ball, you know, because sometimes your teammates might not see that you're open or might not see that you want the ball, but if you demand it with your voice a lot, then they'll give you the ball and you know what to do with it after that. So I think those two or three things has just been really helpful and something that I want to continue to work on throughout the season and throughout my career.
Awesome. I have a question for you. Do you think if you would be able to play a nine, how many goals will you score?
Yeah, Fidel's saying zero over there, but I don't know what he's talking about.
We'll give him that.
But I'm not sure. You know, I played nine in college, actually, a little bit, my sophomore year. So maybe I'll say a couple.
A couple, for sure. I think going back to the last game, I know the weather, what you said, play more in advantage, and we saw that the team came with the mentality to win. Mm-hmm. Coming into this game, what do you think is going to be more in your advantage, and what mentality are we coming out for?
I know we didn't have the best home record last year, obviously, and we kind of want to change that. So the first 5, 10, 15 minutes at home, we really want to be on the front foot. You know, bring the intensity, bring the pressure, don't let them breathe at all. And I think if we do that at home with the crowd, I think we'll be all over teams here. So that's our plan.
Awesome. And then the fans kind of want to know more about you. Do you mind if I ask you a couple more questions about you?
Go ahead.
Okay, so what's your full name?
My full name's Chukwu Emeka.
Okay.
So Chukwu Emeka. But I just go by the last 5 letters, Emeka. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 24.
24.
Yep.
Do you prefer Barca or Real Madrid?
Barca.
Okay.
Barca.
Awesome. Do you have a player that you role model your game after? Well, I guess you will have many players, right? Since you play in different positions.
Yeah, I do have many players. Not really. I think just my own player.
Do you have a favorite player?
Messi's been my favorite player for a while now, so yeah.
That's awesome. And do you have a favorite food?
I say spaghetti and meatballs. Yeah, probably my top one.
Awesome.
I could eat that every day.
Sounds good. And do you have a best friend in the team?
Best friend on the team? Yeah, Fidel. Fidel's my guy. He looks forward to doing something.
Well, good luck tomorrow.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I just got a question for you. What are some goals you had for this season? And have you accomplished any of those goals?
Yeah, I think a goal that I made at the beginning, I think somebody else asked me this question earlier on in preseason, I think it was just to play as much as I can, you know. And obviously for the first 3 games I've done that, but it's a long season, right? There's 34 games, we got Open Cup, we have Leagues Cup. So I think now it's just to maintain the standard that I've done for the first 3 games. If I can maintain that standard for the rest of the year, it's a long task, obviously it's a tough task, I would be super happy with the season, so we'll just see how it goes.
Awesome.
Yep.
You touched on this already a little bit. I saw your Instagram post, a comment on his post and everything. We saw the stuff the team put out. But how big of a gut punch was the injury to Pablo Ruiz earlier this week?
Oh, my gosh. It's devastating, honestly, because obviously last year he was one of our best players. undoubtedly. And then to lose them halfway through the season was just super, super sad. And then obviously came back this preseason, playing fantastic, was looking very, very healthy, getting back to his shape, and everything was looking up for it. And then just the freak scare at training, just like that, he's out for the season. And it's just so sad, you know, but I'm with him. The whole club's with him. Obviously, he came back from his six-month lapse stronger, and I'm sure after this year, when he comes back in 2025, he'll be even stronger, and we'll all be there to push him and to help him along.
Absolutely. Does that change in any way how you play now, being right there in the center of midfield, kind of with him, or is it just, or is it kind of another player that you've got to sort of step up? And I mean, do you kind of take that mantle, I guess, personally, to step up and sort of fill in that role soon?
I think it's just more of the same as it was before at the beginning of the season. Just trying, just play my very best, you know, try and just help the team in any way that I can. And you know, whenever I step on the field, just give my all and try and do that.
For sure.